Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 5.
And when a being sins in that he has heard the voice of swearing, and is a witness, or has seen, or has known, but does not reveal it, he shall bear his wickedness. Or when a being touches any unclean matter, or the carcass of an unclean beast, or the carcass of unclean livestock, or the carcass of unclean creeping creatures, and it has been hidden from him, he is unclean and guilty. Or when he touches uncleanness of man, any of his uncleanness by which he is unclean, and it has been hidden from him, when he shall know it, then he shall be guilty. Or when a being swears, speaking rashly with his lips to do evil or to do good, whatever it is that a man swears rashly with an oath, and it has been hidden from him, when he shall know it, then he shall be guilty of one of these. And it shall be, when he is guilty of one of these, that he shall confess that in which he has sinned, and shall bring his guilt offering to Yahuwah for his sin, which he has sinned, a female from the flock, a lamb, or a female goat as a sin offering. And the Kohen shall make atonement for him for his sin. And if he is unable to bring a lamb, then he shall bring to Yahuwah, he who has sinned, two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. And he shall bring them to the Kohen, who shall bring near that which is for the sin offering first, and wring off its head from its neck, but not sever it. And he shall sprinkle some of the blood of the sin offering on the side of the altar, and the rest of the blood shall be drained out at the base of the altar. It is a sin offering. And he shall prepare the second as a burnt offering according to the right ruling, and the Kohen shall make atonement for him for his sin which he has sinned, and it shall be forgiven him. But if he is unable to bring two turtle doves or two young pigeons, then he who sinned shall bring for his offering one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a sin offering. He puts no oil on it, nor does he put any frankincense on it, for it is a sin offering. And he shall bring it to the Kohen, and the Kohen shall take his hand filled with it as a remembrance portion, and burn it on the altar according to the offerings made by fire to Yahuwah. It is a sin offering. And the Kohen shall make atonement for him for his sin that he has sinned in any of these, and it shall be forgiven him. And it shall be the Kohen's like a grain offering.
And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying,
when a being commits a trespass and has sinned by mistake against the Kodesh matters of Yahuwah, then he shall bring to Yahuwah as his guilt offering a ram, a perfect one from the flock, with your valuation in shekels of silver according to the shekel of the Kodesh place as a guilt offering. And he shall make good for the sin that he has done against that which is Kodesh, and shall add one-fifth to it and give it to the Kohen. And the Kohen shall make atonement for him with the ram of the guilt offering, and it shall be forgiven him. And when any being sins and has done what is not to be done, any of the commands of Yahuwah, though he knew it not, yet he shall be guilty and shall bear his wickedness. Then he shall bring to the Kohen a ram, a perfect one, from the flock, with your valuation, as a guilt offering. And the Kohen shall make atonement for his mistake he committed unintentionally, though he did not know it, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a guilt offering. He was truly guilty before Yahuwah.